Hey everyone, and welcome back to Cyber Mornings Daily. We're here to break down the top cybersecurity news just for you. So grab your coffee and let's jump right in.
Sounds good.
Today we've got three stories that are going to make you think twice before clicking any suspicious links. We're talking international espionage, the FBI taking down some really sneaky Chinese malware, defunct startup domains putting your data at risk, and a macOS vulnerability that bypassed even Apple's best defenses.
Yeah, so let's get started with that first story, the FBI versus Chinese malware.
Yeah, this isn't just like some small-time operation either. We're talking about thousands of computers across the U.S. infected.
That's right, and this malware is called PlugX. It's been around for a while, at least since 2008, and the fact that it's been around for so long says a lot about how effective it is. PlugX is so dangerous because it's so versatile. I mean, it can steal your information, remotely control your computer, log your keystrokes. It's essentially like a hacker's Swiss Army knife.
Oh, wow.
It's also really difficult to track down where it comes from, who's behind it.
And this one also had a wormable component, right?
Yeah.
Meaning that it could spread through USB drives.
Yep.
So imagine you find just a random USB drive lying around. You plug it in and boom, your computer's infected.
Exactly. You never know, right? It could look totally harmless.
Very insidious.
Very much so. And this operation, you know, it was a global effort to take down this malware. French authorities actually played a really key role in taking it down.
Wow.
And the targets were all over the place, from European shipping companies to governments and even, you know, dissident groups across the Indo-Pacific region. It really just shows you how interconnected the cyber landscape is these days.
So how did the FBI remove this malware? I mean, did they have to individually go in and fix each computer?
Well, they actually went in and removed the infected files, the registry keys. They even stopped the application from running. It was a very, I guess you could say, precise and targeted operation, almost like a surgical strike. Yeah. And it's encouraging to see how law enforcement agencies are becoming more proactive in combating cyber threats like this. But that doesn't mean we can let our guard down. Individual awareness is more important than ever.
Right. I mean, have you ever found a suspicious USB drive just lying around?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's a good reminder to always be cautious, right?
Yeah.
It's like, don't plug in anything if you're not totally sure where it came from.
Absolutely. Better safe than sorry, as they say.
Okay, so for our second story, we're shifting gears to a flaw in Google OAuth. You know, that sign in with Google button we all use and love.
Right. Super convenient, right?
And this one's a little close to home because it could affect your old work accounts, especially if you've ever worked for a startup that's no longer around.
Exactly. Because this flaw basically lets attackers exploit the domain of a company that's gone out of business. They can recreate your old work email address and use that to try to get into your accounts on other platforms.
So before we get too far into this, can you explain how all this is supposed to work in the first place?
Yeah, sure. So OAuth relies on a unique identifier. It's called a subclaim. This is supposed to identify you, even if your email or domain name changes. It's kind of like your digital fingerprint across all the different services you use.
Okay, so where does the flaw come in?
Well, the issue is that sometimes this subclaim isn't consistent across different platforms.
Oh, okay.
And when that happens, those services often have to rely on your email address and your domain name to verify who you are, which is, you know, exactly what the attacker now controls because they've taken over the domain of that defunct company.
So they're basically hijacking your old work email and using it to try to get into all your other accounts.
Exactly. And to make matters even worse, a researcher was able to use this flaw to extract sensitive data from things like HR systems, ChatGPT, Slack, all sorts of things.
That's really scary.
Yeah, it is. And there are potentially millions of employee accounts at failed startups that could be at risk.
Wow, that's a lot of people. So what can people do to protect themselves?
Well, it's really important to manage your digital footprint, especially when it comes to work accounts. When you leave a company, you know, you should make sure you're taking steps to protect your data. Have you ever used your work email to sign up for personal services?
Yeah, I've done that.
Yeah, me too. And it's something we should all be thinking about.
Okay, now for our final story. And this one might come as a bit of a shock, even for the Apple fans out there. It turns out that even macOS, you know, famously secure, has vulnerabilities.
Yep, that's right.
This particular vulnerability lets attackers bypass something called System Integrity Protection, or SIP. Can you explain what SIP is and why this is such a big deal?
Yeah, so SIP is basically like a guardian for your macOS system. It's a core defense mechanism that prevents unauthorized changes to the system. You can think of it as like the ultimate bouncer keeping the bad guys out of the VIP area.
So if an attacker manages to bypass SIP, what could happen?
Well, things can get really bad. We're talking rootkits, persistent malware, even bypassing other security controls like TCC, which stands for Transparency, Consent, and Control. This basically gives hackers a much wider attack surface, giving them more room to maneuver and potentially wreak havoc on your system.
That's a scary thought. I mean, it highlights that even with the best security in place, vulnerabilities can still exist. So what can we do to protect ourselves? Are you running the latest macOS updates? Do you know how to check for vulnerabilities on your system? These are all important questions we need to be asking ourselves.
Definitely. Staying up to date is crucial. It really is a constant game of cat and mouse, you know, in the cybersecurity world. Attackers are always trying to find new ways to like exploit vulnerabilities, and we're constantly trying to make our defenses stronger.
Yeah, it's an arms race. So that's why it's so important to stay informed about the latest threats, right? Knowledge is power, especially in cybersecurity.
Absolutely. But it's not just about knowing what the threats are. It's about understanding how they work. Like, what are these attackers doing? How are they getting in? And what can you do to protect yourself?
Yeah, that makes sense. But it can be so overwhelming sometimes trying to keep up with everything that's happening in cybersecurity.
Yeah.
There's so much information out there, and it's always changing.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It can be a fire hose of information.
Mm.
That's why we try to break down these complex technical topics into, you know, bite-sized pieces so you can stay ahead of the curve without getting lost in the jargon.
Exactly. Like, we want to make cybersecurity accessible for everyone, no matter your technical background.
Right. You know, there's one crucial element that we haven't really touched on yet, and that's the human factor.
Oh, interesting.
Because even with all the fancy technology and security protocols in place, humans are often the weakest link.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm.
I mean, we've all clicked on a suspicious link or fallen for a phishing scam at some point. It's easy to make mistakes, especially when we're busy or distracted.
And attackers know that. They exploit our human vulnerabilities. They use social engineering tactics to try to like trick us into giving them sensitive information.
Yeah, it's almost like they're playing mind games with us.
They are. They're trying to manipulate us into making mistakes. That's why it's so important to be aware of these tactics.
So if someone thinks they've clicked on something suspicious or they've fallen victim to a scam, what should they do?
The first thing you should do is reach out for help. If you think you might have clicked on something you shouldn't have or you've been a victim of a scam, contact your IT department or a cybersecurity professional.
That's good advice. And don't be afraid to ask for help, right? Like, there's no shame in admitting that you've made a mistake. It's better to be safe than sorry.
Exactly. Exactly. So what can we do to strengthen this human element of security? How can we make ourselves less vulnerable to these attacks?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Well, awareness is key. Like, educating yourself and your team about the common cybersecurity threats and best practices is super important.
And it's not just about formal training. It's about creating a culture of cybersecurity within your organization.
Right. Encourage people to report suspicious activity, share tips and best practices, make it a safe space to ask questions.
So what are some of those best practices? What are some things our listeners can do right now to improve their cybersecurity hygiene? What's the low-hanging fruit?
Okay, so first and foremost, use strong, unique passwords for all of your accounts. And I cannot stress this enough, enable multi-factor authentication whenever possible.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I know it can be kind of a pain to set up,
yeah,
but it's worth it for the added security.
Oh, absolutely. And just be mindful of what information you share online. You know, avoid posting sensitive personal information on social media. Be wary of phishing scams that try to trick you into giving up your login credentials.
Yeah, those phishing emails can be so convincing sometimes.
Oh, yeah. They can be very sophisticated these days. And it's really important to keep your software updated. I'm talking about your operating system, your web browser, all the applications that you use on a regular basis.
Because those updates often contain security patches that fix known vulnerabilities, right?
Exactly. So install them as soon as they're available.
Don't forget about your mobile devices either.
Yes, absolutely. Make sure you're using a strong passcode or biometric authentication to protect your phone or tablet, and be careful about what apps you're downloading and installing.
It can be easy to just click accept without really reading what permissions you're giving those apps, right?
And, you know, just be skeptical. Don't click on links or open attachments from people you don't know. Double check URLs before you enter any personal information. Just be careful out there.
It's like we have to constantly be on guard.
You do. But it doesn't have to be overwhelming. By adopting these simple habits and staying informed, you can drastically reduce your risk.
So it's not about living in fear, it's about being proactive.
That's right. It's about taking steps to protect yourself.
Yeah, it really is a constant battle, isn't it? The good guys versus the bad guys.
It is, and it's a battle that never stops changing. As technology gets better, so do the threats. But the good news is our defenses are getting better too. We learn from attacks that have happened before, and we develop new tools and new techniques to try to stay ahead of the game.
So it's not like we're just sitting here helpless. We're
Yeah.
actively fighting back and actually making progress.
Exactly. We are definitely fighting back. And that brings us back to today's deep dive. We covered some pretty heavy stuff today. I mean, Chinese malware, Google OAuth flaws, macOS vulnerabilities. It's a lot.
It is, but we don't want to scare people, right? We want to empower them.
Exactly. We want to give people the knowledge to protect themselves. Because when it comes to cybersecurity, knowledge really is power.
So how can we stay ahead of the curve? With threats always changing and defenses always being tested, what can we as individuals really do?
That's the million-dollar question, right? I mean, there's no easy answer, but I think it comes down to a few key things. First, stay informed. We do our best to cover the latest threats and vulnerabilities here on Cyber Mornings Daily, but there are a lot of great resources out there.
Right.
Second, be proactive. Don't wait for something bad to happen before you take action. Take steps to protect yourself now. And finally, think security first. Think about the risks before you click on a link or download a file or share your personal information online. Just be mindful.
So it's all about being mindful and making smart choices. Really, it's a journey, not a destination, right?
Right. That's a great way to put it. Cybersecurity is an ongoing process. We have to
Yeah.
constantly be learning, adapting, and evolving along with the threat landscape.
Absolutely. And on that note, we want to thank you for joining us for this deep dive into the world of cybersecurity. Don't forget to subscribe to Cyber Mornings Daily for your daily dose of cyber news. And as always, stay safe out there.
See you next time.